Unit 9. Rescued. Listening 9. Read and listen.
Father and son rescued at sea. Last Friday morning, Australian man Ben Hammond and his teenage son Michael were rescued from their fishing boat in the Coral Sea. They had set off from Murray Island, off the northeast coast of Australia, 20 days earlier on a fishing trip. They had only planned to go for a few hours. "Everything was great at first," said Mr. Hammond. "The weather was fine and the fishing was good. But then there was a sudden wind. We lost control and were sent out to sea. The wind was the beginning of a massive storm. After a few days, their boat ran out of fuel. They couldn't call for help because their mobile phones had no signal, so they turned them off to save the batteries. Rescuers had difficulty finding them because of the storm. However, the storm may have saved their lives." "It was lucky the weather was quite bad," said Michael. "If it hadn't rained, we wouldn't have had anything to drink. We only had 2 bottles of water to begin with." Over the next few weeks, they just tried to stay alive and well. They protected themselves from the sun by covering their heads. They managed to catch some fish, which they ate raw. And they drank the rainwater. Eventually, they discovered they had a mobile phone signal. They sent text messages to their family. The emergency services found them, and a rescue helicopter was sent to pick them up. They were taken to a clinic, where they were treated for sunburn and dehydration. Mr. Hammond had lost over 20 kilograms. He said, "I'm just happy to be alive."
Helicopter rescues men on mountain. 2 French men were airlifted by helicopter from Mount Snowdon in Wales yesterday evening. Luke Morel and Marc Dubois had set out in the morning when the weather had been good. They had reached the peak and were on their way back down. Unfortunately, at about 4 p.m, it had started to rain, and then the mist had come in. It was difficult to see, and Mark slipped and fell. "We wouldn't have gone if we had known about the bad weather," said Mark. "But we hadn't listened to the weather forecast." Luke used his mobile to phone the emergency services, and a dramatic rescue operation took place. "If they hadn't phoned so early, we wouldn't have found them," said one rescue worker. "If they had left it longer, it would have been dark." The rescue operation lasted for about 2 hours. Fortunately, Mark wasn't badly injured. They were both wet and tired, but they were well and happy to be back down.